This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending June 28th, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The neighborhood's getting crowded. Astronomers have announced that a nearby star has not one, but two planets in the so-called Goldilocks zone. You know, not too hot, not too cold. The orbit of the star that would allow for life as we know it to inhabit the planet. The red dwarf star is called Tea Garden Star, and it's a small, not very bright star, only 12.5 light years away. It's nearly next door. As with all successful entertainment these days, Game of Thrones is getting a prequel series, and the new show has started filming in Northern Ireland, where some of the original show was shot. The new installment is to be set thousands of years in the past and will chronicle the rise of the evil that threatened, in Game of Thrones, the White Walkers. The best beer in the world, according to beer lovers, is a Belgian quadruple from St. Sixtus Abbey of West Verletteren, and as you might expect, it can be hard to get outside of Belgium. In fact, the only way to get some is to go to West Verletteren Cafe in the town of Verletteren, or call ahead to the Abbey and buy some to go. Yes, make a phone call. That is until now. The Abbey now has an online shop, but don't expect the beer to be delivered to you. You can reserve your beer to be picked up next time you're in Belgium with the convenience of a website. Children who were brought up in a religious household were physically and mentally healthier, not just as children, but into adulthood, and they tended to choose a healthier lifestyle. This is according to a 2018 study from Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Life, which agrees with other studies that also find that religious beliefs give people spiritual strength that leads to healthy habits and strong social networks. Another new survey finds that Americans experience greater levels of joy as they age, and the older we are, the more joy we have. The survey found that the oldest people have the most joy, so maybe joy helps you live longer? Or only joyful people live long? We'll see. Also, the states with the highest levels of joy were New Mexico, Mississippi, and South Dakota. Those with the lowest levels were Alaska, Wyoming, and Vermont. What do they have in common? They also found that family is the most important factor when it comes to experiencing joy. If you speak Latin or are trying to learn, a new weekly 5-minute news bulletin from Vatican Radio is sure to help. Hebdomada Papae will be broadcast on Vatican Radio around the world and is also available as a podcast. The show is not seen as a gimmick, but is a real news broadcast in the official language of the Catholic Church that they hope will breathe new life into Latin. Martin Scorsese's upcoming movie about the fate of disappeared union boss Jimmy Hoffa is to be released on Netflix at Thanksgiving. As you may have heard on Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World number 26, the movie The Irishman is based on a book called I Heard You Paint Houses and relates the claim of reputed mobster Frank the Irishman Sheeran that he was responsible for Hoffa's murder. The movie stars Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and Harvey Keitel and will feature the CGI de-aging of the actors. On the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing, NASA is preparing to open up a box of moon rocks and dirt that have been sealed since 1972. The curators say the timing is accidental but appropriate. 9 U.S. research teams will get to open the samples collected between 1969 and 1972 over the next year. Some of the samples have never been exposed to Earth's atmosphere, and NASA hopes that today's vastly improved scientific instruments will lead to new discoveries. Benedict Cumberbatch and Nicholas Hoult's new movie The Current War will tell the true story behind the battle between Thomas Edison, George Westinghouse, and Nikola Tesla to be the one who brings electrification to America. The movie had been slated for 2017, but was delayed after the Weinstein Company went bankrupt, but is now back on the calendar and set to be released in October. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at StarQuest possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.